Silas is for the late Parshas Bamidbar. We start a new Sefer. Once again, I caution you, don't shut off the recording. If you're like, wait a minute, I'm not even in the right Sefer. I'm in America. I'm in Bechukosa. Okay, I know. Don't worry about it. It is quite interesting because normally Bamidbar is read the Shabbos before Shavuos. This year, as we have an interesting calendar, Erev Shavuos will be Parshas Naso here in Eretz Yisrael. But certainly this will be a lesson for both Shavuos, ready for this, Yom Yerushalayim, okay, and the fact that now really, even though I've been talking about it the whole year, that your year is over, your year is really over, so it's time to buckle down. Bamidbar starts with the senses. Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe Bamidbar Sinai, oh boy, be'echad l'chodesh ha'sheni b'shalat z'shin, let's say something in Mitzrayim l'imor, su esroish, kol adas mitzvah, lift your heads. If you will. Take a sentence of the entire assembly of Bnei Yisrael. So a census is being done. Rashi comments right away. And Rashi says, why is it that we need another census? No offense. We do a census all the time. Now we know that the general census that they do, whether here in Eretz Yisrael or in America, is quite boring. You know, hello, and you don't answer the door. You don't want people to know. You know, it's a goyish thing. We don't answer the door. So what's the big deal? Mitoy chavivam, son. Close chavivam, says Rashi. Lefana, moina oisam, kol shah. Right? Lahav deal, but when I have money, when I have something precious, when I have diamonds, I keep checking them. I keep looking at them. Say, it's beautiful. So I just saw a story about a guy, a little kid, who had a little business when he was a freshman in high school. And he made $5,000. And he went on to the market. He went to the market and he said to himself, you know what? I want to invest in one thing. I want to waste all my money. So I'm a freshman. I'll waste all my money. So he liked this idea of electric cars and he invested in a Tesla at $4.46. Right? So he made over $3 million. Yishkoyich. Okay. Chaviv Osam. We're Chaviv. Right? It reminded me because, and my son's bar mitzvah was just around the same time, one of our friends said that he'll give him X amount of money or that money in stock. And he very much believed in Tesla. And I said, absolutely not, give him the money. Very good, Daniel Hartstein. Kishe yotzim b'mitzrayim, he counts them when they leave Mitzrayim. Kishe naflu ba'egel, he counts them again. Monim liyodo, right? He keeps counting them. Because of the dearness that he has for them. He counts them at all times. He counts them when they leave Egypt. He counts them again after the sin of the golden calf. He counts them again to know how many remained. Because he wanted the Shekhinah, says Rashi, to rest upon them. And now, on the first day of the month of Nisan, when the Mishkan is finally erected, now the first day of Iyar, so he counts them. So we have to understand what exactly is going on over here. So it's interesting that the Ramban seemingly disagrees with the pshat of Rashi. And he says, lo evanti, tam ha-mitzvah. I don't understand the reason for the mitzvah of counting, right? And in fact, we know that in English, we call Sefer Bamidbar numbers. Not counting, numbers. I'm going to have a very serious contention with this term numbers, right? Because we very much believe we are not numbers. We're very individual. Says the Ramban, I don't understand Rashi. What's the reason for the mitzvah? He says, Ma tam ha mitzvah zois, lama tziva l'ba HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ki tzorech shichachsu l'shvateyem bi'avro ha-digalim. He says, there was a need, they should be counted. For the purpose of encampment, divisions, of knowing which flag you belong to. But why was it necessary for the total number to be known? So Rashi answers his own question. And he says, Ilu lahodiyatam chasto aleyem, ki b'shivim neshesh yardu. He says, perhaps that the reason is that he wanted us to know the kindness that he did for them. We left Eretz Yisrael shivim nafesh. And now, it wasn't a lot. Right? We remember the fact that Nebuch, so many Jews died in Mitzrayim, something that we forget. Right? Many Jews did not leave Mitzrayim. So now a small, they leave. And now, Shivim Nafish becomes, you can't even count Bnei Yisrael. They're like the sand of the sea. They're so numerous. And after every plague, Hashem counts us to inform us that to make a nation numerous, that he crushes the other nations, and he counts us constantly. And then he says that it has something, this is very interesting. V'zesha amar Rabbi Seinu, mirov chaviotam ono osam, v'od ki abal lifnei ha'av ha'neviyim. We're going in front of the Av Neviyim. Who's the Av Neviyim? Moshe Rabbeinu. The Ach of Kodosh Hashem. V'hu noide aleihem. B'shemo. Moshe wants to know everybody's name. He wants to go. He's a good Rebbe. Yiyeh b'davar zeh z'chus v'chayim. Ki bah b'soda am. B'kso b'nei Yisrael. B'zchus harabim b'misparotam. Any good prophet knows, in order to console to counsel the people, he has a written record, but it's not just that. Everybody merits that goes in front of him. He knows who he is. Bishmo Yisam, who are you? So Rav Yosef Dov Halevi Soloveitchik, the Rav, says, I want to understand this Ramban in a better way. He says, in classic Brisker fashion, that every census has two goals. One, the goal is to ascertain the number of the Jewish people, right? If we're having a census in Israel, they like to do every Yom HaTzmaut, right? And then the number comes out, 6.9 million Jews. Like, ah, wow, yay, you know, amazing. You, right? And there's a reason why, right? Obviously, censuses are done in America to ascertain how much congressional districts there are, right? When they do after the census, sometimes Nebuch people lose their congressional seat. And that's what we do. That's the purpose of it. Context. We're in the midst of Sfiras HaOmer, so we count in order to get to a point. And there's a reason why Dafka, we are counting not down, we count up to it. We count according to the Torah 50 days, says the Rav. At the same time, I'm also counting the weeks. But there's a second goal, not just counting. The second goal is in order to get to know each individual. So this idea, says Rav Soloveitchik, Moshe was able to accomplish the second goal to be familiar with each public in general. But now he wanted to know them on an individual basis. He knew Klal Yisrael. He knew Shevet Reuven. He knew Shevet Levi. They all had their degel. But he wanted to know each person over the age of 20. To be able to come to him, to talk to them, to say, ah, this is who you are. You're an individual. You're not a number. Incorrect. You're not a number. You're somebody very important. After the sin of the Chet HaEgel, Moshe davens to Hashem on behalf of Bnei Yisrael. And as we know, Moshe said, take my name out. Take my name now out of the Torah if you don't keep Bnei Yisrael as a nation. Hashem wanted to destroy Bnei Yisrael and start again with Moshe Rabbeinu. However, after the construction of the Mishkan, this method was no longer acceptable. He had the first luchot, had the first luchot not been broken, then Moshe would have functioned as the agent of the Jewish people, simply required consent of the sender, the Jewish people as a whole. As a leader above high, without a Mishkan, it was Moshe Rabbeinu. He was the one. He didn't need to talk to everybody individually. But as the destruction of the Luchos, the breaking of the Luchos made a new division. Something that will be called Torah Sheba'al Peh, Torah Bechsav, something that we, of course, remind ourselves on Shavuos. Moshe became the Rebbe of the entire Jewish people. And a Rebbe has to know his students. This is a charge for your Rebbeim here in Yeshiva, to know you. One of the most important parts of your year in Israel, in my humble opinion, is actually having a relationship with a Rebbe for the rest of your life. When I used to recruit here in Yeshiva at Leva Torah, and I would want to scare a high school kid when I was recruiting, whether it was in a fresh, especially, wherever it might be, I would say, I want to tell you something very special and unique about our yeshiva. We're not as interested as the relationship we have with you in the year of Israel, the year, but the relationship we're going to have with you for the rest of your life. So if you don't want that relationship and you think this is a one-off and you want to come to your yeshiva where you're just going to have fun for a year and maybe learn a little Torah, we're not the yeshiva for you. Because we want to have a relationship with you for the rest of your life so we can ask you for money every year. No. We want to have a relationship with you. Moshe Rabbeinu taught us this lesson. And it's an amazing lesson, Rabbi Yisai, because it shows how Torah changed. There was a big change when there was a Chet HaEgel. There was a big change when Moshe Rabbeinu broke the Luchos. The Torah that we celebrate in just a very short period from now, 2 weeks from now, we celebrate the Torah. It's a different Torah. It's a Torah of the individual. The commitment, Parshas Kisiso says, "Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, Kosov lecha es ha-devarim ha'ela, ki al pi ha-devarim ha'ela karasi oisam bris." What's the bris in Yisrael, this new bris? It's a bris over the oral Torah. Most of the Torah that we actually learn is not the Torah b'chsav. Most of the Torah you learn through the day is the Perushim, the Ramban and the Rashis, as we're doing now. Rav Soloveitchik. That's the oral Torah. Rabbi, this is from Rabbi David Sefer, who interpreted the Rav even further. Therefore, Hashem commands Moshe at the beginning of Sefer Bamidbar, Su es rosh kol adas b'nei Yisrael, l'mishvor asam b'beis av asam, l'ispor shemos. Hashem's intent was a dual one. Not enough for Moshe Rabbeinu to know the total number of the Jewish people. Had he done as he's done before. But he wanted to know their background, their life experience. Who are you? Moshe's additional obligation emanates from the fact that he was the Rabban Shel Yisrael, the Rebbe. If you want to be a Rebbe, a true Rebbe nowadays, you got to act differently than maybe it was 50 years ago, certainly 100 years ago. You need to have a relationship with your students. Therefore, he had to know them by name. It was through Hashem that he was telling him, Moshe, when you daven, you're not praying for the general public, but for each individual Jew, for each Jew, each joy and pain that they experience. This is what the Ramban's intention is, says the Rav, when he disagrees with Rashi. This wasn't just a simple counting. It was something very unique and very special. Something was different over here. As the Ramban says, he wanted to know them in a much, much better way. And as we approach Shavuos, this is something that as an individual we have to understand. In a week from now, we won't be able to talk to it, so this will be my opportunity to speak about the great holiday of Yom Yerushalayim, which you'll experience, many of you, for the first time here in Eretz Yisrael. And on many levels, Yom Yerushalayim is even holier than Yom HaAtzmaut. It sounds strange on the outset, but if you think about the great Nes, this was a very religious Nes that happened. Getting back the state of Israel was the nes, of course, of Reshit Tzmichat Eloteinu, from the ashes of the Holocaust. It's just unbelievable to understand. But on that faithful, it's a pretty amazing story, Yom HaAtzmaut, 1967, right? A few weeks before what would happen, Rav Kook, Svi Yehuda, gets up in his yeshiva, Merkaz HaRav, and says, yeah, Yom HaAtzmaut is great and wonderful, but we don't have Yerushalayim. We're missing the heart of the Jewish people. He tells the story that when that fateful day, that Friday afternoon, when we declared the state and everybody was dancing in the streets, he said he went to his father's home and sat there crying and was greeted by believer of Moshe Chalap. What were you crying about? The state was founded. We lost Yerushalayim. He said we need Yerushalayim, and only a few weeks later they got Yerushalayim. But Yerushalayim was captured by a few individuals who had a dream. And it's amazing because these individuals are still around. They can tell the story. They tell the story of coming to Yerushalayim. The story of the paratroopers, many of whom were not from, who were so emotionally connected to that wall. The power of a few individuals. Rabbi, it's impossible to think that a few individuals can beat the Jordanian army, the Egyptian army, the Syrian army. It's crazy. It's a Yad Hashem. But if you've learned nothing from your year in Israel, it's who you are as individuals. You've learned that each of you have your own hidden talents. You have your own flag of who you are. And that's what you should be working on. Recognizing that I'm not like so-and-so. I don't have to be like so-and-so. And because of those talents, right? Not in spite of those talents, but because of those talents, I can excel. Each in our own way. This one excels because of his hasmada. He's going to finish Shas. And this one will excel being a Tanakh person. And this one will excel in Mishnayos. And this one will excel in Chesed. And this one will excel in Tefillah. All, of course, getting to a connection with Rabbeinu Shlomo, but it's individualized. This idea of Soloveitchik says is the point of the census. Shavuos is a time that we believe that we accept the Torah anew. We come to the Torah and we say to the Rabbeinu Shlomo, this is a different for all you guys especially. Imagine, I don't know if you remember last Shavuos either. Many of you maybe for the first time will stay up all night, and not just stay up all night to talk to girls, or because it's a fun thing to do. But you'll stay up all night and learn Torah for the first time in your life. What an acceptance of the Torah, each on an individual level. One other nekuda. Amish, Hashem loves me so much. As I was not preparing this year, 50 minutes ago, a Zera Shimshon came to me. I got an email that had a very short clip. I love the Zera Shimshon. We've spoken about it. I actually, Dafka didn't do it this week. I usually start off with the Zera Shimshon because I had done it before, but I didn't do this piece. And we spoke about, those that don't know, Rav Nachmani, who gives the bracha to anybody who learns his svarim. He's going to sit up in Shemayim and give you special bracha. So we learned a piece of a big skula. Very short piece. And he says, the Midrash in Yalkut Shimoni, I'm just going to summarize what he says. But Oiso Malachi Asharis, when the Torah was given on Har Sinai, it says in our Pasuk, I'm sorry, in Perek Bet, right? It says something interesting. It tells us, Vaidaber Hashem, Moshe Limor, Ish El Diglo. Each person had their degel. Each of them had their banner, their insignia. Distinctive color. So the question is, where did this come from? Why? They saw that on Har Sinai, the Malachim, each had their own degel. Ka'oysu Malachim Asharesh, says the Yalkut Shimoni. Shehem Yirisu Mashlim Li. And David HaMelech saw this. He says, I want this also. Each nation we know has its flag and represents who they are. But each tribe within Bnei Yisrael had a flag because each of them were different. Each of them signified something. I don't read a lot of books in my life. I'm being honest with you. I like to read Sfarim. But I was forced once to read a book, What Color is Your Parachute? It's a book that speaks about the concept of who we are in life and what job we should have. What kind of person we are. Understand who we are. Our Torah was given. Right? They wanted this. And he explains, he goes on to explain why Dafka David HaMelech explained this. And it was Yaakov Avinu who understood this, who explained Yaakov, who would obviously have the Shiftei Ka. And explain this idea of Shamar Akasuf Lama Asalchem, Ligoy Mishum, Shalok Kiblus Atorah. The famous Medrash, so that they wouldn't be able to accept the Torah. Each of them said something else. And, whoa, you're not allowed to kill? I don't like that one. You're not allowed to rape people? Oh, I don't like that one. But Yisrael said, Nasa Venishma. Mora HaYachid VeAshalom, they saw that each of the Malachim had their own tafkid in life. We can understand this. When Avram Avinu sees the Malachim come, each of them came because each of them had a tafkid. They didn't fight with each other because they knew they had different jobs. This one's not going to fight with this one. This one's going to tell him about stone. This one's going to tell him his wife is having a baby. They didn't fight with each other because each of them had their own color. What achdus? That's the central focus of Shavuos. Ki ish echad v'leiv echad. She Yaakov Avinu, the Midrash says in Tanchuma, she yasu, as he showed them the sod. He said to each of the Shvatim, you need to understand, stop fighting with each other. You don't have the same tafkid. It doesn't make any sense. We would never fight with each other if we knew that it's not my tafkid in life. What, right? Sometimes there's positive jealousy in life. You see a great rub, and wow, the shear that he gives, the Torah that he knows. Maybe that's a positive jealousy sometimes. But nobody's asking you to be him. You're not going to go up to Shabbayim Acher at Mayav Yashim Shon Darom and say, why won't you Rav Moshe Feinstein? Nobody wants you to be Rav Moshe Feinstein. He wants you to be you. But were you the best you? The worst possible explanation for Bamidbar is numbers. We are not numbers. We each have a flag, we have a tafkid, but why would I disagree? I'm not your flag. I wasn't given the same job you were. Yishkayach. I was talking to actually more than one of the rabbis, and he gave me a compliment. He says, you know, there's a position open for morning rabbi. You should really be a morning rabbi in yeshiva. I said, that's not my flag. That's not my tafkid. I'm a good guy that, you know, the guy that walks in like the grandpa once a week. Oh, Rabbi Hartstein's here. Yay. Did he bring candy? You know, like, that's good. Each of us have our own tafkid. Shkoyich. Shavuos reminds us of this great lesson. Every year Shavuos comes out the same time of year, when the year's over. And you look at it and you say, well, what's my tafkid? What have I learned? And maybe I was frustrated and thought, you know, my year initial would solve every one of my reading problems and my ADD and my sleeping problem and all my different things. Maybe. But maybe it didn't. But it taught me that I can still learn Torah, I still have a chelik. I can still do chesed, I can still daven. It's a challenge, but I'm up for the challenge. Because the Rabbeinu Shalom gave me a tafkid, he gave me a flag. He gave me something to do, and the Rabbeinu Shalom showed Moshe Rabbeinu, the Rebbe, wanted to have a relationship with you. Rabbeis, I seek the relationships out with your Rebbeinu. Annoy them, WhatsApp them, call them. They want to have, ask them questions. That's the tafkid of each Rebbe. We're not just here for a year. We're here to be with you, to answer those questions. And to guide you, Amir Tershem, so that your flag comes out, your color comes out, and your tafkid comes out. As we accept the Torah, and we look at the great miracle of Yom Yerushalayim, individuals, through the grace of the Rabbeinu Shalom, who gave us this, we ask the Rabbeinu Shalom to help us see that final redemption. V'bi'as gol tzedek, v'hei rivi aminu. Amen.